Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
8:17, rough weather morning. We're in for it today. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, City of New Orleans, saying maybe 2 inches of rain per hour, which would cause, as you know, a problem. If you can put it off and you don't have to necessarily go in right now, it might be a good time to, as the cliche goes, hunker down and wait. The causeway is still closed in both directions because of the weather. We're going to get pounded between 8:30 and I thought the time frame was 8:30 and 10. Colin's saying 1 and 2. So we'll have to watch that. Robbie Miller joins us now, president of Tangipahoa Parish. How you doing, Robbie?
Hi, Tommy. Thank you so much for letting us come on. We're doing okay. It's past us. That weather that y'all are getting right now, we were through it a little while ago. It's intense.
Did you have the tornado or touchdown? Was it in Natalbany or Albany? Because the two are pretty close sometimes.
Yeah, it was in Albany. That's in Livingston, actually. We had the warnings go off, but fortunately we didn't. You know, we had no incidents of it. Just intense rain and wind. We had trees in the north end of the parish earlier in the morning, probably five or so trees around the various places around the Kentwood area. But we made it through okay. It was just pretty intense for a little while.
Tell me about what do you know from the tornado in Albany, or have you heard anything from Livingston Parish?
We haven't got any updates on it. We believe as of right now, you know, we don't have any updates. Obviously, that would have gone straight to Livingston, but we typically find out from them too. You know what's happening and. They haven't asked for any help, and we haven't got any updates.
So what do you know of power outages in Tangipahoa?
So far, maybe spot outages, no major outages anywhere. We actually came out really, really well.
And no hail, anything like that, Robbie?
Not reported.
So as
but it was pretty wild, though, for a little while.
I can hear it in your voice, so I think we better get ready. What's that? Tim tells me 2,800 outages in Tangipahoa. Is that
okay.
What you're telling?
From
Clico and all the different people? Okay. So anyway, that's what Tim tells me. He had time to check, and I don't have the computer
Thank
in
you.
Front of you. So let me ask you real quick, what's it like now?
Just dark and a little rain. Nothing major now. Kind of a typical early morning, you know, thunderstorm now. And you know, sky's, you know, gray and sun hadn't, you can't break through, but just raining. I live in Hammond, and I'm heading toward A-Meet to our offices in A-Meet, and everybody's moving around pretty normal right now.
So basically, get ready. It's going to be rough for about how long did it take to pass through?
Probably an hour and a half or so.
About an hour and a half is going to be tough, and then after that, just Cloudy and rainy, pretty much. What about schools, yeah. Robbie? Everything's going according to
everybody. I was moving around earlier in Hammond, and they were all going towards school in the middle of all of it. So, we just went on and made life work, it appears.
Let me ask you real quick, when it comes to school, did you miss a lot of school as a kid or not?
No, sir. None. I'm 62. We went no matter what, right?
Well, I know somebody like that, and they sent their kid to school with a fever of like 102. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, we don't miss school. I was the opposite. My kid was the opposite. Robbie, we got that perfect attendance out of the way in the first week. We wiped that off.
Okay.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
My dad made us go. All right. Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
You
God
too.
Bless.
Thank you, man. All right. Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish. The tornado that the weather services touched down was in Albany, not Nutalbany. Nutalbany is in Tangipahoa. Albany is in Livingston, but pretty much on the border of the parish line there between Livingston and Tangipahoa. But Robbie said he hadn't heard anything, so let's hope it was a non-populated area and nobody got hurt or anything like that. 2,800, I think it is, spotty power outages in Tangipahoa Parish. I think the causeway is still closed in both directions. Let's check now with traffic on WWL.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.